Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Good morning, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. It's good to be with you this morning. I think you're going to enjoy our program. I think it's an exciting program. We're going to be talking about stopping Common Core. And what are we going to replace that with? Because if we stop it, we've got to have something to replace it with. Now, I know a lot of people think Common Core, wasn't that already stopped? No, the name was changed. Common Core was removed from the statute, but it has not gone away. So we're going to talk this morning with our guest, Kim Fink, chair of our Common Core Committee, now our Public Education Committee, and Mr. Jerry Egolf, who is a CCTA member and also a member of the North Carolina Academic Freedom Alliance. Kim, Jerry, good morning.
Thank you.
Well, talking about stopping Common Core and replacing Common Core, tell us how you got involved in this effort and where you're going to go with it.
I blame it all on Kim.
Thanks.
At I think it was the July monthly membership meeting of CCTA, she presented a briefing or a presentation on the problems of Common Core and why we were trying to stop it. And since I have a background in education and training, I thought I'd try and help her. So I came up and volunteered, and here we are today. And I'm having a ball, but I blame it all on Kim.
I think it's divine intervention.
Well, we've accomplished a lot over the past year in the Common Core arena. Our trips to the NC legislators and talking with them and some of the actions that they have taken, we at least got the name Common Core removed from the statute, but it's not gone. It's still rearing its ugly head. And so what are your goals now?
Well, with the Common Core, the commission is in place right now, and they've kind of been hogtied because they haven't had funding. So I'm still in the realm of letting them attempt to repeal, replace. But it's obvious from attending the meetings that they still don't have a clear understanding of the latitude that they have with repealing Common Core. Some of the people seem to think that they can replace everything, while other people think that they have to only address what is already in place. So you know how that interpretation word, you know, right. What is, that's kind of where we're at. So that's where Jerry's group comes in, because instead of just presenting the General Assembly with here's the problems, Jerry's group is coming up with here's the solutions.
That was one of two probably major things that the NCAFA wanted to do, was to grow a network of watchdogs throughout the state so that local school boards and local education associations would be watched and perhaps informed by the parents and our watchdogs of what was going on. But also probably the bigger part was finding a set of standards that would be challenging, that would be current, contemporary, but yet still beholden to our traditions. And I think we've got that sorted out.
Common Core is not the entire issue. What other issues are involved here?
Well, although Common Core claims that critical thinking is part of their standards and it enforces them and emphasizes critical thinking, that is absolutely not true. And there's a lot of authorities around the country that have criticized not only Common Core, but previous curricula for not emphasizing critical thinking or using critical thinking skills. Dr. Paul and Dr. Elder out of the Foundation for Critical Thinking have been very definite in their criticisms of curricula around the country. So we decided early on that any set of standards that we came up with and the implementation plan for them would emphasize critical thinking.
Well, I'm glad you said around the nation, because when we first got involved in this, it was just the beginning of the, I'll call it the Common Core Opposition Movement. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot known, but since then there's been, I think, like 9 states that have totally repealed it, and it's gotten more and more attention in the media and in school districts all across the country. And you know, people are real concerned not only with the standards issue, but the massive data gathering that's going on, the data mining of personal information and what it's going to be used for, the elements of indoctrination and social engineering and things like that. Can you address any of those issues, Kim?
Well, the data mining was a major issue with me, and there has been legislation passed last year in the General Assembly to protect some student privacy. However, if a lot of these rules don't change, and the federal government succeeds in their the ESEA reauthorization. Mm-hmm. In that, there is a lot of data mining that will go on that you will not be able to control because it'll be at a federal level, not a state level. So I'm still very concerned at the federal imposition into state and local areas where I don't believe they need to be, and I don't believe that's constitutional.
Well, what about the social engineering aspects? Can y'all give me some examples of that?
Well, getting back to critical thinking for a second, Rick, as we said, critical thinking is not part of Common Core. But when Common Core exemplifies or uses critical thinking as an example, rather than using the skills to get to the truth, to get to a decision or get to a solution for a problem, they do it in a guided way. For example, Civil War. There's a question in some of the guidelines for slavery as being a cause to the Civil War, which we all know it was a part of that, but it wasn't the only one. But they guide that using critical thinking skills, quote unquote. The student is supposed to think about slavery leading up to the Civil War, and does that make you ashamed of or proud of the United States? Now, that's not critical thinking. That's indoctrination type
right.
thing.
That's what I was saying. Well, tell me something about the NCAFA, the Academic Freedom Alliance.
It started, an umbrella organization that grew from the Citizens Constitutional Caucus that's based in Raleigh. Don Watson is the facilitator for that. And as we started on this Common Core road and trying to come up with an alternative set of standards, other groups have joined in with us. Freedom Works, Americans for Prosperity, the Triangle, Conservatives Unite now then, and others. We've been very grateful for their help and for their support. But that's the coalition that we've put together thus far, and we're always looking for other organizations to join us.
Well, those are some good alliances that you have with conservative groups. How about elected officials? Are any of those involved?
Yes, and we've been very grateful to the interest that's been shown by the Lieutenant Governor's office. Jamie Falkenberry's been at many of our alliance meetings, as well as here in New Bern in Eastern North Carolina. We've had the support and the input from our local legislators like Representatives Spicelli and Senator Sanderson, and as well as Representative Pittman from up in the Wake County area or the Wayne County area. So we have a nice cross section of both private and government and civic organizations.
Very good. Well, we're going to pause here and hear a word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Kim Fink and Jerry Eagle. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call.
At one of our previous meetings, you talked a little bit about the Greensburg Plan, and I believe that's what you're looking at to replace Common Core.
as the framework, yes, during our research or our workups to see what standards we might want to use as a basis for our alternatives, I came across a plan that was used back in the late 1980s by the Greensboro School District. It was a critical thinking-based curriculum across the entire spectrum from K to 12, and it was a project, actually a project that was very impressive that the school district put in place working with the Foundation for Critical Thinking. It involved workshops for their teachers, showing the teachers and demonstrating to them how to teach critical thinking. Dr. Paul came and gave led sessions and gave workshops for the teachers, and it improved their learning quite a bit. Part of that, or I should say, I guess a lot of that, went by the wayside in 1995 when Guilford County, Greensboro, and High Point School District all merged. But you can still see the residual effects from that Greensboro plan throughout the Guilford County school system, which is one of the most successful school systems in the state.
So it was a set of standards and guidelines, a framework that was actually working for us.
Yes, time. Yes. And the fact that it was here in North Carolina really piqued my interest. It was something I felt that we could use as a framework for our set of standards and the implementation plan, especially because it had worked so well in an area that was quite diverse and had some challenges.
You say you're a plan and set of standards. I believe you call that the North Carolina plan?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
It might sound a little bit funky, but the North Carolina plan we felt would be attractive as a familiar term. North Carolina, we're here in North Carolina and proud of our state. The North Carolina plan grows on the Greensboro plan by infusing critical thinking across the curriculum, real critical thinking, using reading, reasoning as the foundation. Luminaries such as Dr. Stotsky and Drs. Elder and Paul and others will tell you that in order to teach critical thinking or instill critical thinking in students, the foundation of that is reading and writing. And that's one of the, again, that's one of the things that Common Core takes away. Common Core de-emphasizes reading and writing.
Jerry, are we talking about curriculum or standards or both?
Both. Common Core is a set of standards. So we shouldn't mix the plan, the North Carolina plan, with Common Core directly. But what the North Carolina plan does is select a set of standards or put forward a set of standards that is based on the absolute best of the best. We've looked at California, for example, for mathematics standards. We've looked at Connecticut and Massachusetts for ELA. We've used guidance from Dr. Stotsky, input from Dr. Milgram, who are, by the way, Drs. Milgram and Stotsky were on the Common Core committee that constructed those standards and would not sign off on them because of their disagreement with the standards.
They were on the review committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the North Carolina plan, it's not just a set of standards. It's also an implementation plan, right?
Yes. That's where the Greensboro plan really comes in. Once the standards are set, set in motion or put forward, we build on that with the implementation plan that not only emphasizes critical thinking, but includes better training, more training for the teachers on how to teach critical thinking and how to best implement the standards or adhere to the standards with their curriculum, which is the way it should be. But it also includes the parents. One of the things that came out of the Greensboro plan and now is carried forward in Guilford County is something called the Parents Academy. By way of involving they involve parents in the process. The Parents Academy, they actually have parents come in for an evening or for an afternoon and have them attend classes with their students so that they can see what is being taught to their children. The very first Parents Academy several years ago in this new iteration of it, attracted over 5,000 parents to the Guilford County schools.
Wow.
And they still have over 2,000 parents attend every year.
Wow.
That's good, getting the parents back involved with
yes,
the process.
Yes, that's one of our big goals.
Yeah. I like that because it puts a light on the fact that it's not just an economic issue when it comes to education. It comes to involvement of the family as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, have you presented your plan to the legislature or DPI or...
We're moving in that direction. We've been working very hard at selecting the standards and putting together the standards that we want to use or advocate. I have a team of very dedicated individuals who are either former teachers, retired teachers, or still active in the educational community. One has even written a couple of textbooks. So we're not just amateurs at this. Once those standards are selected from the very best, as I mentioned before, then we'll put that forward. The commission, the ASRC, is getting ready to review and select a set of standards, and we want to be ready for that process in March when they go through that.
Very good. Well, we're going to have to pause here again, take a short break, and we'll come right back. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Kim?
Well, I'm real excited for this as an answer to a question, and I see how it could be used even with the current argument over translation of what the scope of repeal or replace is, because we could take the Common Core standards one by one and say, okay, we're going to toss this one and replace it with this one from the North Carolina plan, and still be in compliance with what the request of the commission was.
Right. What I like is it's a grassroots effort. It's mm-hmm. not just identifying a problem, but it's mm-hmm. providing a solution.
And when you've got buy-in from so many different companies, there's got to be merit there. You would not have Freedom Works and Americans for Prosperity, big named groups, get involved if there wasn't merit to what's being done.
Right. Well, I'm glad our two groups could get together, Coast Carolina Taxpayers Association and the North Carolina Academic Freedom Alliance, and work together on this to the point that at our next meeting, which is not our regular monthly meeting, it's going to be a special called meeting on March the 7th. The two groups are going to have an educational forum for the replacement of Common Core. And it's going to be held at Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown Newbern. It's at 1 to 4 p.m. And it's sponsored by the North Carolina Academic Freedom Alliance and hosted by Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And our keynote speaker will be Dr. Greg Brannon, who we had scheduled for last month's meeting, but it got canceled because of the weather. And Greg himself is an expert on Common Core and has done quite a few talks on that and written some papers. So,
and interestingly enough, Dr. Brannon was also involved in the beginning of this North Carolina Academic Alliance.
Yes, he was.
So he is aware of what has been going on as well.
Right. When I contacted him to see if he could do it, he was very excited about it. He's very passionate about the issue.
Yeah.
Liberty and Common Core definitely affects our liberty. And, you know, a lot of people that are listening might not see the importance of this because they may not have kids in school. Well, guess what? Kim and her husband Glenn don't have kids in school, and they have led the effort across the state to have something done about Common Core. It's very important that you are involved because you have to remember that tomorrow's leaders are the kids that are being educated today. So it is going to affect you, whether you have kids in there or not. You're definitely going to be affected about it. Jerry, you have anything to say in wrapping up here?
Just thank you for having us on the show. And as you just alluded to, Rick, you know, we may not have children, but we might be grandparents with older children. You know, bringing them up, We're involved in our communities, or trying to be. So it should be a community effort, not only parents, but concerned citizens that are, you know, want this country to succeed, and want our educational system to be what it used to be.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and that starts at home too, not just at school. You can spend time with your children. I was reading an article today on the importance of just reading to your kids.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of that has gone by the wayside.
People, so has supper.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things used to be solved at the dinner table, and we need to get back to that time.
I would like to encourage everybody to let their legislators know that we are not in favor of the reauthorization of the ESEA in its current format. The ESEA does need to be passed in some form, but not the current form.
And explain what ESEA is.
It's the continuation. Basically, it's No Child Left Behind, and it's federal dollars and the federal impact on local schools. The talking points that were put out by John Boehner are misleading at best, and Common Core will not be called Common Core, but there will be federal standards across the board. There will be federal testing. There will be data mining. They will develop, they being the federal government, will develop the report cards. They will decide what the standards are, because they will be required statewide to approve them. Look into it yourself. Don't be fooled. The talking points sound really, really good, just like every other bill of goods were sold. But look into it for yourself.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Kim and Jerry, it was very good to have you with us today. A lot of information, very informative. And I'd like to invite the general public, is always invited to our meetings, but especially this special called meeting on March 7th at 1 o'clock, Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern, educational forum for the replacement of Common Core. And we're going to have workshops with some of the groups that were mentioned before. And it's just going to be a good day of being able to network and learn more about this issue and be able to share in the process. And again, the keynote speaker that evening will be Dr. Greg Brannon. And looking forward to hearing from Greg again. As always, CCTA encourages you to get involved with your local politics. Attending the school board meetings is a good place to start. The school board meetings, they have twice a month, right?
Yes.
One in the morning and one in the evening.
Yes.
So the calendar is online at the Craven County Education website. And that would be a good place to go and start getting involved. Also, the county commissioners meeting. Because what happens, and is getting ready to happen again, is the school board is going to go to the county commissioners and ask for more of your taxpayer dollars. Kim?
One more thing I just remembered. There is at the Department of Public Instruction website a survey for parents on Common Core right now. And if people don't respond to this survey, they're going to think one of two things. Either there's no problem, or that the parents don't care. So go online and take the survey, and it has actual standards and it gives your opinion. And the questions are, should we toss it or should we change it? Nothing in between. But get involved that way, and at least let DPI know that you're watching.
That's a good point. Let me also remind you to go to cctaxpayers.com, where you can find out more about Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And there you will find surveys and petitions that we'd like for you to sign. One of the current petitions that is there is how we elect school board officials here in Craven County. Well, that's our show for today. It's good to be with you, and we'll see you again next week.